Chapter 29. Evans. Frankie stared at him in surprise. Bobby's voice rose excitedly.
You see, you've asked the same question that Carstairs asked. Why didn't they ask the maid? Why didn't they ask Evans? So Carstairs must have thought exactly the same thing. He was investigating just as we are. Evans is a Welsh name, so Gladys was probably a Welsh girl. He was following her to Marchbolt. He didn't know that someone was following him.
Why didn't they ask Evans? Said Frankie. There must be a reason.
Suddenly, she looked at her friend with excitement.
Bobby, if you're staying in a house, you never see the cook because she is in the kitchen all the time and she never sees you. But a maid serves you at dinner. They couldn't have Evans witnessing that, Will, because Evans would have known that it wasn't Mr. Savage who was making it.
But Frankie, who was it then?
Bassington French, of course. It was Bassington French who went to that doctor and made all that fuss about having cancer. Then the lawyer was sent for, a stranger who doesn't know Mr. Savage, but who will be able to swear that he saw Mr. Savage sign that will. And it's witnessed by two people, one of whom hadn't seen him before, and the other an old man who probably had never seen Savage either.
But where was the real Savage?
Oh, I suspect they drugged him and kept him in the attic while Bassington French pretended to be him. Then he was put back in his bed and given the sleeping drug, and Evans finds him dead in the morning.
Gosh, I believe you're right, Frankie. But can we prove it? We must find Evans.
Frankie groaned.
That's going to be difficult.
How about the post office? Suggested Bobby.
They were just passing it, and they went inside. There was no one in the shop except the postmistress, a young woman. Frankie bought a book of stamps, spoke about the weather, and then said,
But I expect you always have better weather here than we do in my part of the world. I live in Wales, Marchbolt. You wouldn't believe the rain we have there.
The young woman said that they had a good deal of rain themselves, and it had rained nearly every day in April. Frankie said,
There's someone in Marchbolt who comes from this part of the world. I wonder if you know her. Her name was Evans, Gladys Evans.
Why, of course, the young woman said.
She was the maid at Tudor Cottage, but she went back to Wales and got married. Roberts is her name now.
That's right, said Frankie. You can't give me her address, I suppose. I borrowed a raincoat from her and forgot to give it back. If I had her address, I'd post it to her.
Well now, the other replied, I believe I can. I get a postcard from her now and again. She and her husband have got jobs in the same house. Wait a minute now.
She went away and returned with a piece of paper.
Here you are, she said.
Bobby and Frankie read it together. It was the last thing in the world they expected. Mrs. Roberts, The Vicarage, Marchbolt, Wales.